USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Army is reporting a soldier was killed early Wednesday at Fort Stewart in Georgia, southwest of Savannah, during an incident involving two helicopters. The unidentified soldier, pending notification, was assigned to the 3rd Combat Aviation Brigade of the Army's 3rd Infantry Division. As Russian leaders claim they will be invading a little less in Ukraine, the White House says not so fast. Pentagon spokesperson John Kirby reminded Americans Russia's goal is regime change in Ukraine. White House spokesperson Kate Benningfield says we should believe what we see, and another Russian offensive is a strong possibility.
I think we should be clear-eyed about the reality of what's happening on the ground, and no one should be fooled by Russia's announcements. We believe any movement of forces from around Kyiv is a redeployment and not a withdrawal, and the world should be prepared for a major offensive against other areas of Ukraine.
USA Radio News.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on. And now, you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good. Because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-948-1659. 800-948-1659. 800-948-1659. That's 800-948-1659.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed the Parental Rights and Education Bill into law Monday, which prohibits classroom discussion or instructions about sexual orientation and gender identity to kindergartners through third graders. Disney Entertainment has taken a strong stand against the law, no longer addressing customers at their parks as ladies and gentlemen or boys and girls. Talk show host Alex Jones is heading to court.
InfoWars host Alex Jones offered to pay each plaintiff in a defamation lawsuit $120,000 to settle the case, but each family rejected it. Jones was already found liable for damages after saying the 2012 Sandy Hook school shooting was a hoax, after the family said they were subject to harassment and death threats from followers of Jones because he promoted conspiracy theories about the shooting. The current call is to decide how much Jones will pay. A judge is scheduled to decide whether Jones will be held in contempt on Wednesday for skipping depositions. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
The remains of Foo Fighters drummer Taylor Hawkins has been delivered to Los Angeles, California on the band's private plane. The black casket was loaded onto a chartered 757 jet yesterday at the El Dorado Airport in Bogota, Colombia. It should be noted the band has canceled their tour dates for the foreseeable future. They had more than 50 shows scheduled for the rest of the year, including the United States, Canada, France, and the United Kingdom, and Australia. The mass exodus of Ukraine because of Russia's invasion has Poland stepping up to welcome the refugees. Warsaw Mayor Rafał Trzaskowski tells Fox News Wednesday the humanitarian crisis is getting difficult to handle.
Well, we've welcomed 300,000 refugees, and that's a huge number. That's like 15% of my population in Warsaw. And of course, we are dealing with it. You know, the solidarity of the people has been immense, and the work done by the non-governmental organizations, volunteers, and of course, the services of my city is exemplary, and we are helping as much as we can. But we are at capacity. And of course, if there is escalation in Ukraine, if we have to deal with the second wave of refugees, the situation will become very, very difficult. That's why we need a relocation system where we all in Europe and elsewhere, we share the burden, because the Ukrainians are fighting for our freedom, and we also need to step up and do our bit.
NASCAR racing is in Richmond, Virginia this weekend. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.